Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
What is it about leaving a voicemail message that befuddles us so? Comments that might sound pithy or clever in a face-to-face two-way conversation tend to lose their zip when we're speaking all by ourselves into someone else's cell phone voicemail. I get a little wordy when there's nobody on the other end. I also tend to repeat myself, as though I'm unable to figure out a satisfactory way to terminate the call. Inevitably, when I end a voicemail message, I am dissatisfied with the experience. Occasionally, I'll even supply my phone number to someone I know already has it. Some people have mastered the art of voicemail so well that I almost respond verbally to the message they've left on my phone. I have a friend who's just that good. "I'm hoping you can make it on Saturday," he'll say, and I have to stifle the urge to say out loud, "Sounds good, Jim. We'll be there." As though Jim is right there on the line waiting for a response. My brother got me pretty good a while back. I called his number in Pennsylvania, and I heard him answer, "Hello." I immediately started talking, and a good 10 seconds or so later, I heard his voice again. "Oh," he said, "you must think I'm here." "Well, I'm not. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you." I felt a little silly, and it only works once with each new caller. But what a great way to deal with telemarketers. For a lot of people, any phone conversation can be a challenge. Sometimes a conversation falls into a lull, and I feel like it's my responsibility to come up with something to keep it going. There's also the opposite problem, talking over each other, especially in the cell phone era. Often I've interpreted a momentary silence on the other end as an indication it's my turn to speak, only to hear the other person resume talking the same instant I do. Sometimes a cell phone conversation seems half a bubble off. I read somewhere that fewer than 1/4 of the households in America still have a landline. I'll bet it's even less. Given the other failure of the national Do Not Call list to stop the telemarketers and robocalls, I can understand that. If you don't know what a landline is, count your blessings. Ask somebody old. One upside of the gradual disappearance of landlines is this. We don't have to deal as often with callers who dialed the wrong number. But back in the day, it happened a lot. "Is Bill there?" the caller would ask. "Sorry, sir," I'd say. "I'm afraid you've dialed the wrong number." Occasionally, they'd try again, making the very same mistake. "Is Bill there?" "I told you there's no Bill here." Well, when it happened a third time, I was ready. "Look, I can't talk right now. Gotta take Bill to the hospital." That usually stopped them in their tracks. As for my own phone greeting, I'm thinking of going with this one. "We're sorry, you've reached a number that is no longer in service. Leave a message if you wish, but nobody will ever hear it." Friends and family who've been clued in could still leave a message, but everybody else would be stopped in their tracks too. "Well, that's it. Goodbye." "No, really. Goodbye."
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.